Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet, more celebrity facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week I'm talking about K-pop group 17, so let's go. 17. So yeah, between 2013 and 2015, a pair of entertainment trainees appeared in 17 TV, an online series with a regular live broadcast detailing the label's preparation for a new boy group. The show aired for multiple seasons in which trainees were introduced and shown, practicing for performances, which some seasons were culminating with concerts. Trainees came and went to the front of the project throughout the years, and beyond the final 13 members of the group included Jang Ji-yung, Samuel Kim, Kim Migu. On September 10th, 17 released their second EP, Boys Be, which later became the highest selling rookie album of the year, and the EP's success earned the group awards at the Golden Disc Awards, the Seoul Music Awards, and the Gaon Chart K-pop Awards. 17 became the only K-pop group on Billboard's 21 Under 21 2015 Music's Hottest Young Stars list. 17's first studio album, Love and Letter, was released on April 25th, 2016. In addition, the success of the domestic charts of the album of the Oricon Weekly Pop Album Chart in Japan. 17 received their first win on a domestic music show, and along with lead single Pretty You. Love and Letter was later re-released on July 4th with the lead single Very Nice. Promotions were immediately followed, and the final concert for the Shine Diamonds tour, which included venues in South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Indonesia and Australia. 17's fourth EP, All One, was released on May 22nd, and it peaked number one in South Korea and sold over 33,000 copies by the end of the year. The lead single, Don't Wanna Cry, became one of the group's most popular tracks, with its music video becoming 17's first reach 200 million views on YouTube. Later, a series of videos titled 2017 17 Project and three music videos subtitles Chapter 05 before L1 were uploaded to the platform. 17 officially debuted in Japan on May 30th with their first Japanese EP with Make You. They released the fifth Korean EP with Make You My Day on July 16th with the lead single Oh My. The EP became the group's first to be certified platinum domestically. 17 released their sixth EP, You Made Me Dawn, and then on January 21st, 2019, the lead single Home won 10 trophies on the weekly music shows, including at least one win from each programme. On May 29th, 17 released their first Japanese single album, Happy Ending, which peaked at number one on the Occasion Daily chart, and was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of Japan. On June 24th, 17 announced the ODU World Tour at stops in Asia, North America and Europe, although the last leg of the tour was cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. On April 15th, 2021, 17 digitally released their third Japanese single, Not Alone. It was physically rehearsed a week later. On May 14th, the song certified double platinum by the Rajadon, selling over 50,000 copies. On May 18th, they announced their Power of Love project, as well as the release of their ninth EP, Your Choice, through a concept trailer video. On the 21st and to the 22nd of July in 2023, 17 held their two-day concert in Gearshot Sky Dome to begin the follow tour. Alongside the Japanese dates of the tour, 17 released a Japanese language best of album titled Always Yours on August 23rd. And then on August 12th, Pledis announced that the Jiyoung and would interlace list in the South Korean military. On the 26th September, ahead of the release of the group's forthcoming EP in October, and that June would take a break from the group's activities in South Korea in a favour of acting work in China, ahead of the group's scheduled performances at the Lusa Berlin on September 8th. In January 2025, 17 were featured on the song Bad Influence, produced by American record producer and fashion designer Pharrell Williams, for the soundtrack of the Louis Vuitton FW show, fashion show in Paris. 17's fifth studio album, Happy Birthday, was released on May 26th and the group's 10th anniversary, including the participation of all 13 members. The group also hinted at the announcement of the new tour that debuted at a subunit. Woozi and Hushi began their military services on September 15th and the 16th, respectively, following the compilation of the pair's warming tour. On April 5th, 2026, S-Coups announced at a concert that all 13 members of the group began renewed their contracts with Pledis Entertainment. So now you know about 17. And like I said, 17 are an absolute awesome K-pop group. Yeah, I've heard quite a few of their songs and they're absolutely amazing. So I recommend you check them out right after this. So yeah, I can't wait to see what else they've got to do in the future. So yeah, anyway, join me next week as I talk even more celebrity. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care and bye for now.